Begin the current daf Masechta Tanya's daf Yud Gimel. Begin four lines down from the top of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, specifically in our Mishnah, where we introduced that the second and the third sets of the fast, the public fast, when there's no rain, that they would have three different groups of fasting, that they were more stringent than the first groups. One of the ideas was that it's Aser Berchitza. One cannot bathe on the public fast. So on that, the Gemara continues qualifying different Isuri Rechitza, different types of prohibitions of bathing regarding what is the reasoning for the fast. So Amar Afim Bar Papa Amar Rav Chisda, he says, Kol Shehu, any fast that the sages made forbidden to bathe, if it's Mishum Avil, if it's because of the source of the fasting and the prohibition of the bathing is because of mourning, Kegon Tisha B'Av, for example, the 9th of Av, where the reason for the fast and the prohibitions that come along with it is because of mourning over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and all the more so, for sure, V'Avil, regarding an actual mourner who has someone that a relative of his has passed away, where for sure the person is in a lot of pain, such a person is Aser Bei Mecham and Bei Mitzaynim. That prohibition of bathing was whether with warm water or with cold water. However, Kol Shehu Mishum Tainig, any time when there is a prohibition of bathing because of we want to cause ourselves pain and that we want to remove from ourselves pleasure, that, for example, in Tainis Tzibur, like we're discussing in our Mishnah, by the public fast, when there's no rain, there's no mourning, the source of the fast is a way of causing tsar and beseeching Hashem to have mercy on us, then Becham and Aser, then it's the bathing of warm water that's forbidden, however, bathing with cold water is actually permitted. Now, Amar Avida Bar Rav, and he says, Afananam Tinina. Similarly, we learned like this in our Mishnah, which was talking about regarding the Tainis Tzibur. Now it says in our Mishnah, the Neilan Esa Mechitzais, that they would close the bathhouses. Now, obviously the reference for that is the bathhouses was where they would take the warm baths. However, the inference is that regarding if it was cold, that's permitted. It's only the bathhouses which had the hot water, that's forbidden. That supports this idea that Rav and Bar Papa is saying in the name of Chizda, that regarding when it's a Tainis Tzibur, where it's not regarding mourning, that bathing with cold water is permitted. But on that, Omle Abaya asks, what do you mean? The Ibitzain Asrana, even were it to be like you would want to say that the Tana would hold that it would be forbidden with cold water, but then what would you want them to say? We want them to say in the Mishnah that, oh, if you want to prove that it's only warm water, and that's why it says we close up the bathhouses. But let's say they held that's even the cold water. You would want them to say we plug up the rivers? How are you supposed to do that? And therefore, what's the right? There's no proof. Maybe even cold water is forbidden. It's just that we have no control over the cold water. The warm water, which is in the bathhouse, that we close up. But truthfully, maybe it's even cold water that's forbidden. So I'm Rav Shesha Bered Ravidi. So Rav Shesha, the son of Ravidi, he said, Abba, what my father of Edi was Hochi Kashli. This was bothering him in our Mishnah, where he said, oh, from there you can infer that obviously it's only warm water that's forbidden. Because mechtit now, let's see, we already said in the Mishnah that aser b'chitza, that it's forbidden to bathe on the public fast. Now, generally, bathing would include both hot and cold. Now, therefore, why did the Mishnah then have to go ahead and repeat and say that we closed the bathhouses? Obviously, from there, we can infer that the reason why it's saying it is to indicate that b'cham and aser b'tzayinim mut, that was his raya. You're right, just the general term that would close up the bathhouse, that would improve it. But we already said that forbidden to bathe, which already included everything. Why go ahead and specify closing the bathhouses? Obviously, only the warm water that's forbidden, but the cold water is permitted again on a tiny tzibur, which is just to remove tainik, but not because of avelus. So the Gemara continues, Lema Sayeli, so that was regarding one part of Rav Bar Papa's statement named Rav Chisda regarding the tiny tzibur, that's to remove tainik. Now the Gemara wants to say, let's support the other part of Rav Chisda's halacha, where he said that whatever is forbidden, the bathing because of avelus of mourning, that's forbidden even in cold water. Because we learned in the Braisa, kol chayev v'tfilis, all those which have an obligation to immerse in the mikvah, for example, a nida, a woman that was a menstruating woman, or a woman that gave birth, so after a certain amount of time, they have to go ahead and immerse themselves in the mikvah. So the halacha is tevlin kedarkin, and they could do a regular tevila, immersion in the mikvah, bein b'tes ba'av, bein yom kippur, whether it's Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur, where although one is not supposed to bathe in those days, but someone has a mitzvah to bathe, they're allowed to. Now, on that, the Gemara says, b'mai. By way of explanation, the Gemara will support Rav Chisda's halacha. What exactly is the Braisa referring to? Ilem b'chamen, if it's talking about that they're allowed to go ahead and bathe in warm water, but tvila b'chamen, can you immerse in warm water? In other words, water that was heated by fire, me'ik, is that a possibility to say that that is what they could immerse themselves in, but she'uvininu, that would be drawn water. A mikveh is something that has mayim chayim, has to be that it wasn't taken by hand, it has to be pure rainwater. Now, you can't have warm water that way, so obviously, ella b'tzeinen. So it must be that when we're saying that they could immerse themselves regularly, on Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av must be a reference, if they're doing a tefillah that's halachically valid, must be that it's cold water. Now, and still the Brice is saying, v'chayiv tefillas in, that means that only those that are obligated in immersion, and that's based on the halachic concept of tefillah b'zman mitzvah, that an immersion in its appropriate time is a mitzvah, where they make themselves tar quicker, and therefore, even though you're not supposed to bathe on in Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, you could do it if there's a mitzvah to do it right now, but in the shachrin alai. But obviously we're saying that even though it's cold water, because that would be the only kosher mikvah, and yet still it's only for someone that has a mitzvah, but a regular person, cannot, not just in warm water, because we're talking about cold water, so even by cold water we see that it's forbidden, and that's the case where we're talking about by Tisha B'Av, which is halacha v'avelis, and therefore we see, like Rav Chisda halacha, that when it's forbidden because of avelis, not only is warm water forbidden, but even cold water is forbidden, and as we see over here, the only exception was someone that had a mitzvah for a tefillah. So I think Mara says, no. Amar Rav Chanan bar Katina, he says, it's not a riot, Rav Chisda. Because actually, we could find the case of warm water that we're allowing someone that has a mitzvah to immerse in, which are the chayiv tefillas, but the other people would be forbidden because it's warm, because it's talking about the warm waters of Tveria, which are halachically a mikvah, and they're warm just in a natural way. You don't have to draw the water to put it and heat it up in the basin and then put it back in. And therefore, that's why it's forbidden for others. But truthfully, that if it was cold water, that type of a mikvah would be mutter, not just for the chayiv tefillas, but for everyone, because maybe it's not like Rav Chisda, and maybe even when the isser is because of mourning, it's only warm water that's forbidden and not cold water. But to that, the Gemara responds, ihachi, if it's the way that you're refuting the proof by saying that the mikvah that we're allowing the nida and the yeledis to tevel in is talking about that it's warm because it's chami tveria, but regarding cold it would be permitted. But then Ema Sefer, let's look at the end of that braisa, where Amram Chanin Beskana Kahanim, he argues on the Tanakama, and he says, Kedaihu Beisa Likenu, you know, it's worthwhile, the Beis HaMikdash, the house of our God, La'abra Lav Tvila Pamachas Bashanu, to lose an immersion once a year. And that is, he's arguing, he's saying that, look, I understand there's a mitzvah for them to immerse themselves, but since it's Tisha B'Av, it's not, you know, let go the Tvila and mourn over the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he holds that the Nida and the Yeledah should not immerse themselves on Tisha B'Av, even though they have a mitzvah to do that. Now, that's the machlekes, but the Gemara says, V'i Amri B'Tzayin Mutar. Now, if you're going to say, as you want to say to refute the right Rav Chisda, that even on Tisha B'Av, where it's Avelis, that it's only warm water that's forbidden, but cold water is permitted, but then the question becomes, so what exactly was Rav Chanina responding to the Tanakama by saying, you know what, you're saying that it's a mitzvah to immerse, I'm saying you should lose out on the tefillah. The question is, what does that mean? Even though you're right that you're not allowed to tevel in warm water because of the glory, the honor to the Beis HaMikdash, but Yerchatz B'Tzaynin, he should bathe in cold water. Because you're saying that no one says that it's forbidden to bathe in cold water, it's only in the warm water. So what's he saying? So yeah, he doesn't allow for them to go ahead and immerse in warm water, but you can still go ahead and immerse in cold water. So obviously we see that to the contrary. He's saying, no, you're going to have to lose out of tefillah, that obviously even cold water is forbidden. And that's why he says that, but you're going to have to end up losing out the tefillah. So we see that it is a right to Rav Chisda, that we see that when something is forbidden because of a velis, which is the case on Tisha B'Av, that not only is warm water forbidden, but even cold water. And here they wanted to make an exception, to which Rav Chanina Neskana Kam said, don't make an exception, and let it be like the regular Isser, which is to mourn the Beis HaMikdash, which is even with cold water. And I think Gemara responds, no. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says that truthfully, you could say like the refutation of Rav Chanan bar Katina, that it's not a right to Rav Chisda. And really we're talking about Chami Tveria. And that's why we said that only those who are obligated, according to Tanakama, to tevel, they could tevel, but regular people would not be able to because it's warm. But cold water, maybe everyone would be permitted. So then the question is back, so what does Rav Chanina mean when he says that you're going to have to lose out? What are you losing out? Go ahead and immerse yourself in a cold mikvah. And the Rav Papa says, Ba'asud le'shchech tzayin, we're talking about in a place where there's no cold water, there's only warm water. On that, the Tanakama says, you could still go ahead and immerse in warm water. On that, the Rav Chanina's Tanakama said, look, you know what? Warm water is forbidden. That's something we shouldn't allow, even though they have a mitzvah to do it, because they're more in the Beis HaMikdash. But you're right. If it was cold water, then everyone would agree that it would be permitted, because maybe it's not like Rav Chisda, and even when it's because of Avelis, it's only warm water that's forbidden, but cold water is permitted. So Gemara says, Tashma, come in here, a raya from a braisa that seems to be not like Rav Chisda's halacha. The Braisa says, Kesha Amru Asa b'malacha, when they said that it's forbidden to do malacha on a tainis tzibur, which we said in our Mishnah on the previous staff regarding the second and the third parts of the groups of the fasting, Layamru ela b'yayim, that was only during the daytime, of b'layla mutar, but in the evening it's permitted to do work. Moreover, Kesha Amru Asa b'nilas ha-sandal, when they said it's forbidden to wear shoes, Layamru ela b'yir, they only said in the city, of b'derech mutar, but on the road it's permitted. Okay, so how would that be qualified? Well, yitz l'derech, when he goes out to the road, meaning when he's leaving the city, no, then he puts on his shoes. Nichnas l'ir chaylitz, when he comes back into the city as he's coming in, then he takes off his shoes. Another qualification, when they said it's forbidden to bathe, l'yamr ele kol gufoy, they only said that's the entire body. Upon of yodav ragla mutta, but regarding bathing with just one's hands or feet or hands and feet, then that's going to be permitted. And the Braisa says, same type of halacha as you find by someone that's excommunicated and a mourner, where they have the same halachas as what we're saying regarding the bathing of the person regarding the Tainus Tzibur. Now, the Gemara concludes the question of Chizda that my lav, this that the Braisa concluded by saying, and the same thing you find by a menuda, by someone that's excommunicated and that's an aval, a mourner, that it's akulu, it's going on all the different halachas that we qualified in the Braisa regarding Issa Malacha and regarding bathing, regarding wearing shoes, which would include even bathing. Now, ubamayaskina, so now let's qualify, what was the case talking about? Where we said that although bathing is forbidden, but the hands, the feet, and the face are going to be permitted, which will include even an oval. Now, ilay mebechamen, if you'd say that we're talking about warm water, where that we're saying the entire body is forbidden, but just parts of it is permitted, but the question is, is it permitted for an ovil to go ahead and immerse, and wash just even his face, his hands, and his feet with warm water? But Rav Sheza says, ovil also lahayshet etzboy b'chamen. A mourner is not allowed to even just stick his finger into warm water. So it obviously can't be the case that we're talking about regarding the tainus tzibur and the ovil, which is warm water that would be permitted just part of the body. Allah b'tzaynin. So it must be that we're talking about cold water. Now, one thing we see is if we're talking about cold water, because that would be the only way that a mourner who we're comparing to the tainus tzibur is going to be permitted just his hand, his face, and his feet. So obviously that by a tainus tzibur, this that you're not allowed to wash your entire body is even by cold water. And that we're saying here in the Braisa that only his hands, his face, and his feet is permitted. That refutes what Rav Afram Bapop had said in the name of Chizda, that when the Isser is only because of removing tainig, removing pleasure, which is the case by the tainus tzibur, then he said that the Isser is going to be only by warm water, not by cold water. And here we see that this Isser of cold water for the entire body is even by a tainus tzibur, not just by a novel. So that thing where it says, loy l'mechamen, truthfully we're talking about warm water, because by a tainus tzibur, cold water is not forbidden. Only warm water is the entire body forbidden, but parts of the body are permitted even with warm water. Now, with the kakashalach, but then you had the question, but the Braisa tells us, but it compared the halachas to the tainus tzibur to someone that's excommunicated and a mourner, where you can't say that panya the bragla would be mutter if it's warm water, because as we said before, in the name of Rav Sheshes, that he can't even stick his finger into warm water. But the Gemara answer is, asha arakai. It's not a contradiction, because actually the comparison of the menuda and the oval to the case of the tainus tzibur is only going on the other cases of wearing the shoes, of doing work, and of anointing oneself. And truthfully, the case of rechitza is talking about by warm water, but by cold water it would be permitted to wash the entire body. Now, therefore, now that we're saying that the case of menuda and oval is not going the case of bathing, we can't ask the question that we asked. Oh, if it's by warm water, how's it going to be permitted? Oh, but a mourner can't even stick its finger in. We're not talking about that. The case of the mourner was not being compared to the case of the bathing. It was only being compared to the other halachas that were there. Tashemah, so the Gemara continues trying to bring a raya either way. Which we see that not like Rav Chizda. The Amar of Abba HaKoyim Meshurim B'Yesi HaKoyim says, Maisu Umesu Banav Shal B'Yesi B'Rim Chanin. Said there was it happened that the two sons of Rabbi Yisrael Chanin had passed away. And he bathed himself with cold water the entire 7 days. So you see that obviously, even though he was in Avelis in the morning, that cold water is permitted, which again is not like Rav Chizda, who one of the two halachas he said was that if it's coming from Avelis, even cold water is forbidden. And nothing more says, no, it's not a raya, it's not a question. Because Hasam Kishes Chafuhu Avelav Hava. That was talking about where it was from the word of takif, of immediate, where his mornings came one consecutive after the other. As it says over there, that the story was that Banav died, his two sons died, and since it was one morning after another, that's why they permitted him to go ahead and bathe with cold water, because although generally you're not allowed to, as Rav Chizda had said, But here it was different, as we find regarding a person's hair. The time like learn the braisa, that tachfuhu avil of zachazeh, if let's say his mournings were immediate, one after another, then there are certain leniencies that we allow, even though there are things that are generally forbidden for an oval. Where, for example, hichbid sari, if let's say his hair becomes heavy because he can't cut your hair, and now it's one after another, so mekel batar, he could lighten his hair a little bit, where he could cut it a little bit with a blade. Umechabes kasus v'mayim, and similarly, he could wash his clothing in water, because, again, since it's generally one period of mourning you could deal with, but another one right after it, you're going to have to keep it consecutive, so we do certain leniencies. And therefore, that's why he was able to bathe in cold water, but generally, it would be like Rav Chizkiya, that cold water is also forbidden. Now, Amar Rav Chizkiya qualifies this leniency of this braisa that we allow when it's tachfu, when it's immediate one after another. This that we said, bitar, is specific, that you're allowed to go ahead and lighten your hair with a blade. That was because that's a deviation of how it's normally done, avalei b'mesparam, but you cannot still cut your hair with regular scissors. This that we said you could wash your clothing b'mayim with water is, but however, avalei b'neser, not with this neser, which is a type from the ground, or it's some type of a chalk, some type of a rock. Avalei b'chayla, neither can you use sand, where that's the normative way of cleaning clothing, that it should become whitened with the detergents. That you cannot use, you could only use water, because it has to be some type of a shinui, a deviation of how it's normally done. Now the Gemara continues that although we had from Rav Chizda that he said that the mourner is forbidden even in cold water, the Gemara now brings up a Rav, he says, Aval mutra lichatz b'tzenin kol sheva. He says the mourner actually is permitted to bathe himself with cold water for all 7 days. Midid hava bisser b'chamer, just like the cases with wine and with meat, where although they're pleasure for the person, just like cold water, they're permitted, so too bathing oneself, and that would be exactly like the story was with the two sons of Bisab and Reb Chanina, that he was bathing for all 7 days, because actually novel is permitted, not like Reb Chizkiya had said. Now that the Gemara asked Meisvei, learn the Braisa, we continue to Amud Beis. The Braisa says that in HaBegeres, a girl that developed two pubic hairs, which is the age of approximately 12 and a half, she's not allowed to reshola navalas asma. She's not allowed to make herself repulsive. And that is, rather, she has to adorn herself so that that people would be interested in marrying her. And this even applies b'mei aval aviha, even in the times, in the days when her father is mourning, which Rashi brings two interpretations. Either it means to say that her father is mourning, that, for example, if let's say the father lost his son, so even though that the family has to also be part of that mourning, she still could go ahead and beautify herself. Or it actually even means that it's the avelus of her father, that her father passed away. So even though she's already an adult and she has to mourn him, still she's not allowed to make herself repulsive during the times of when she's already the age of marriageable age. Now, that's what the Braisa says. But the Gemara makes the inference. Hanara, but it sounds like, but Hanara, which is the age of approximately from 12 to 12 and a half, where she's not yet fit for marriage, but she is already obligated in the halachis, that Risho, it sounds like that she, since she is obligated in halachis of Avelis, she is allowed to make herself repulsive and not do the things that normally make a woman beautiful. Now, obviously, so we're saying that's regarding a Naira, but we don't pick a Katana because a minor is not obligated in this halachis of Avelis whatsoever. So now, this is where the Gemara develops the question. Now, my love, Berchitza, it sounds like that what we're discussing over here, that the Begeres, the older girl, is not allowed to go ahead and make herself repulsive, but the Naira, who's enough to be an adult, but not marriageable age yet, that she could make herself repulsive, means regarding bathing. Now, Ubamai, so regarding what type of bathing are we talking about? Ilei mebechamen, if we're talking about warm water, so then you're saying that Ein HaBegeres Risho, that the older girl is not allowed to not bathe, but rather she has to bathe, and you're saying it's talking about a case in bathing in warm water. But how can you say that? But Rav Chizda said that Aval Asul Hayshedetz Boy Bechamen, a mourner is not allowed to even stick their finger into warm water, let alone having this older girl, although she's marriageable age, to go ahead and bathe in warm water. So that definitely cannot be the leniency we allow for her. Elav B'tzayin, it must be talking about in cold water, where you have no choice. You cannot be repulsive because you're marriageable age. But that's at least the lower standard that we say, okay, but you have to clean yourself, so therefore we would allow it with cold water. But what we see is, but that would only be by the Begeres, by the older girl. But by the Naira, we were going to say that she cannot even bathe even with cold water. So we see that the girl that's mourning is even forbidden with cold water, which is not like Rava. Rava said that the Aval is permitted with cold water all through the days of the mourning. Yet here we see clearly that we only allowed a leniency for the older girl to bathe with cold water, but that those who are not for marriageable age, but they're enough to be mechuyev and halachos of Vavelis, that they're usher even with cold water. And I think Gemara says, it's not a question on Rava, because what we're talking about is not, we're not even talking about bathing. Akichul upirchas, we're discussing the eye painting and the braiding of the hair. And that is what we're saying, that the older girl, she has to beautify herself and put on her makeup and braid her hair so that people are interested in marrying her. And if she's going to be repulsive, they're not going to be interested. But those who are not marriageable age, they're not going to go ahead and beautify themselves like that. But regarding bathing, we weren't discussing, and maybe that could be just like Rava, that hot water is forbidden, but cold water is permitted. So the Gemara says, actually, let's bring a raya to Rava. Because the Amr of Abba HaKoyin, Rishon B'Yis HaKoyin, which is the story we brought on Amr Aleph, which we had used as a question, now we're using it as a raya to Rava. But we said that Maisa Maisa Banav Shabbos Rechanina for Rachatz Betzen Kol Sheva, his sons had died and he bathed himself with cold water all 7 days. So you see, like Rava, that one is allowed to as an oval bathe in cold water. Nothing more says Amri. So they said no. Hasan Bishatachfuhu Avelav Zechaz. There was talking about that where consecutive Avelis, one son died, then the other one died. At the time we learned the Brisa that there are certain leniencies which allows bathing in cold water. If there is consecutive mournings one after another, so hichbit sarif, let's say his hair gets heavy, so make a batar so he could lighten it with a blade. And he could wash his clothing in water. Where Amr Avchizr qualified this, and he says batar regarding a blade of alebim misparim, but you can't use scissors. Similarly, b'mayim you could wash your clothing in water, but not with these detergents which would go ahead and clean it. That we do not allow. And therefore, it's not a raya because there was a certain leniency of tachfu avelav, but generally, maybe even bathing with cold water for novel would be forbidden. That was one version of Rava. It could have been those that say, I'm a Rava, that to the contrary, like Rav Chisda had said, Aval asr b'tzayin kol sheva, actually, the mourner is forbidden with cold water all 7 days. But then the question is, which is the inverse of what Rava had said in the first version, so maishnami basa b'yayin. Why is it different than meat and wine, which is tainig, and yet still the mourner is allowed to eat meat and drink wine? So why is bathing in cold water forbidden? So Nathan Gemara says that hasam lefakuch epachti hudavid. The reason why we allow the meat and the wine is because that removes the worries that he has in the state when he's mourning. So that we allowed, but to bathe in cold water, that's not necessary to remove his fears, and therefore that we don't allow. And therefore it's not a question why there's a discrepancy between wine and meat and bathing in cold water. So the Gemara says now, according to the second version of Rava, le misayele. Let's say, which in the first version was asking a question, let's say this supports him, where the Brisa says, "Ein habageris rishoy l'nau latzma," the older girl is not allowed to go ahead and make herself repulsive. Now, hanai rishoy, but it sounds like when the younger girl, who's at least an adult, that she's allowed to make herself repulsive in the state of mourning. Now, b'mai, what are we discussing? If we're saying that's regarding warm water, that the older girl is allowed to bathe in warm water and the younger one cannot, but in Abigail's Rishon, you're saying that the older girl is not allowed to make herself repulsive, which means to say, but that she does bathe and that she's bathing even in warm water. But Rav Chizda said, Aval asal ha'ishad etzboi b'chamen, the mourner cannot even stick their finger into warm water, let alone we're not going to let the older girl bathe in warm water. Ela b'tzainen, must be a tomah with cold water. And still we see that with cold water is going to be forbidden, which supports the second version of Rava that says that Aval is asar b'tzainen kol shiva. And I think Rav says, no, loy. Akich lo pirkis is not a raya, because what we're discussing is the cosmetics, and that's what we're saying is forbidden for the younger girl, but permitted for the older girl. But regarding bathing, we weren't discussing. Now, Amr Rav Chizda says, Zeis emeres, based on what we concluded in the explanation of that brice that we're discussing cosmetics, that's forbidden generally for a woman that's an avil. It's just that we made an exception for the older girl because she's marriageable age. So then the same thing would apply, that aval asr b'tachveis is called shiva, that a mourner must be that also they're forbidden to launder their clothing for all 7 days, because that's in the same category as putting on cosmetics, and just like that's forbidden, so too is laundering forbidden. Now the Gemara concludes after this whole discussion regarding the halacha of an aval, what they're allowed to bathe in and what the other halachas are for their 7 days of avelis. The Gemara concludes, v'hilchas halachas as follows. Aval asr l'rchatz kol gufay. A mourner is forbidden to bathe their entire body, whether with warm water or even with cold water for all 7 days. But regarding the face, the hands and the feet, that's only forbidden with warm water, but with cold water that is permitted. avalasach, but to anoint oneself, afila kol shuasa, to take oil and just rub in oneself, that's even forbidden, even in a minute amount. But v'im la'aver es hazuama, but if it's to get rid of filth that's on one's body, then mutter, then that's permitted. Now the Gemara returns to a discussion that we had been discussing the previous daf regarding the tefillah of Anenu, which is said specifically on the Tainis Tzibur. So the Gemara asks, Selusa de Tanisa, the tefillah of the fast, which is the tefillah of Anenu, Heicha mid karinan, where exactly do we mention it in the tefillah on the Tainis? So the Gemara says that Adberei Rabbi Yehuda l'Ritzchak Berei, that Rabbi Yehuda took his son Rabbi Yitzchak for a walk, V'darshan expounded to him as follows. Yochad Shekibul of Tainis, he said that an individual that accepted upon himself a fast, some espousal Tainis, he also makes the special tefillah of a Tainis, which is the tefillah of Anenu. And V'heichan Amr, where exactly does he say it? It's been Goyal Raifet between the bracha of Gal Yisrael and Rifa'enu, where he was saying that you make it its own special bracha in between those brachas. Now, so therefore, that's where we say Anenu and the Tainis Tzibur. Now, that maskevah of Yitzchak asked, but chiyachid, do you think an individual's tainus is so distinct that kaveh bracha la'atzmai, that we go ahead and we let him add on a special bracha, which is not the regular normative version of Shemayna Esrei, to add on another bracha for himself, which is a special bracha between Gal Yisrael and Rafa'inu? Elam of Yitzchak, rather, Yitzchak says, that's not where you say it. Rather, you say it b'shemiyat tefillah, where you include it in the tefillah of Shemiyat Tefillah, where it concludes Hashem hears the tefillahs, where that bracha and the conclusion sounds like that Hashem hears all tefillahs, whether regarding a tainus or whether regarding whatever it is that you're asking for, and that's where we say the tefillah of Anenu, but regarding a yachid, he's not going to make a special bracha for it. You don't say between Gal Yisrael and Rafa'enu, rather you say it in Shemiyat Tefillah. Gemara asks Meisr, you learn the brayse as follows. Raisa says, "Ein bein yochel etzibur." There is no difference between an individual and a tzibur regarding a tainus, a fast. El shazer, rather that, however, the difference is that regarding the yochel, the individual, he's mispal on the day of his fast. He davens shmeina esrei. He davens only 18 brachas, where that means to say that he includes the tefillah of the tainus in the bracha of shmeina tefillah. Vizveh mispal tisha esrei, and this one he davens 19 brachas, which means to say that he makes a special bracha for the fast between Gal Yisrael and Rifa'enu. Now Rashi does explain that although generally there's always 19 brachas, and for the tainus actually it would be not 19 but 20, another bracha, but however we generally call it Shemayna Esrei because the 19th bracha of Al-Mashinim was only instituted at a later point in time in Yavne, as the Gemara says in Sechtes Brachas, that's why we still call it Shemayna Esrei, but really it's one more that we're discussing. The regular person davens, the Yachad davens 19, and the one who's saying the one, the Tzibur, is going to have 20 brachas. Now, the Gemara, by way of clarification, explains and then is going to ask the question. So, my yochad, my Tzibur, this that we're saying there's a discrepancy regarding a fast and saying the tefillah of Anenu, is it going to be 18 or 19 brachas? Who's the yochad that we're talking about that says 18, which we said is 19, and who's the Tzibur who is saying that's 19, that's really 20? Now, ilam yochad mamish, if you say that it means to say really just an individual, that he says the tefillah of Anenu in Shemaya Tefillah. V'tzibur, and when we're saying that the tzibur says a special brach for it, that's the shas, that's the shlich tzibur. Now, hani tesha esrei, would you say that the shlich tzibur only adds in one more bracha between Gal Yisrael and Rifa'enu? But esrin v'armahava, actually, the shlich tzibur ends up saying 24 brachas, which the Gemara later on, Daf Tezvav Manav, will explain, that there are 24 brachas that we say on the day of a fast, and here we're saying that there's only 19 brachas and not more. So what would, first, let's understand this brisa before we go ahead and conclude it. What would it mean that the tzibur is saying that there's 19 brachas? Elav hachakamer. Rather, what it must be meaning that it's not talking about when it says tzibur, it means the shatz, which that would be the one who is representing the tzibur. Rather, we're talking about as follows, that ein bein yachad, there's no difference between an individual, the kibul alav tainus yachad. That means to say that he accepted upon himself a private fast, an individual fast, liyachad shekibul of tainus tzibur. When we say that there's a difference, that there's no difference, but there's only one difference between the tzibur, means to say that an individual who accepted upon himself a tainus of a tzibur, that type of fast. Now, there is no difference. The only difference is, el shezem esbal shemayna esrei, the individual who accepted an individual fast, he davens only 18 brachas, meaning he puts anenu in shemayat tefillah, v'zem esbal tesha esrei. Whereas this individual, who accepted upon himself a tainus tzibur, he says 19 brachas, which means that he makes it a special bracha between Gal Yisrael and Rifa'enu. So this is where the Gemara concludes the question, Shmami, no, but we can infer from this that Yachid Kevea Bracha La'atzmai, that the individual does make his own bracha, at least when he accepts upon himself a Tainis Tzibur, where that refutes the other opinions of Rabbi Yitzchak and those who had asked, and Rav Sheshis, that they asked, and they said, what do you mean? An individual so chashav that he's going to make his own bracha? He doesn't. Maybe the Shlich Tzibur does, but the Yachid is going to say in Shemei Tefillah, here we see that not. The Yachid, at least when he's Mekabel Tainis Tzibur, will make his own bracha between Gal Yisrael and Rafa'inu. Another thing Mercer says, like, it's not a refutation of the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak and Rav Sheshis. Really, I could tell you that the one who makes their own bracha, who's having another bracha in Shemayna Esther, meaning upping it from 18 to 19, which you can always explain is really 19 to 20, is really talking about the Shliach Tzibur. He gets to make, as we have in our tefillah between Gal Yisrael and Rafa'inu, a separate bracha, but really the individual will always be saying in Shemayna tefillah, even on Tainis Tzibur. Now, with the Kakashlach, but then you had the question, Shliach Tzibur, Esther Va'abra Matzli, that you said, what I mean, if it's talking about the one who goes to Daven for the Yamid, he doesn't say just 19 brachas, he says 24 brachas. I think my answer is that's not difficult, because Begimel Tainis Rishainis, we're talking about in this brisa, the first sets of the fast, the first three fasts, the Lekha Esamar Arba, where there are no 24 brachas, and there's only going to be 19 brachas. Now, that the Gemara asked, Veloy, is it really that the case is that we do not make all 24 brachas of the fast, which we do by the later fast, we don't do that by the first set, which is that's what we're explaining over here, that the Tzibur, meaning the Shliach Tzibur, is going to, he's going to say, but the Yachid is going to always have a Shemayat Tefillah? But V'ho'en Bein Ketani, but we learned a terminology of that there is no difference, as follows. It said that Ein Bein Gimel Rishonis LeGimel Emtzoyis. It said that there is no difference between the first set of fasts, meaning the first three fasts, and the intermediate group of fasts, which is the next three fasts. There's no difference. Ela Shebe'elu, the only difference is that regarding the first fast, which are not as stringent in their halachas, Mutarn Basis Molacha, they're permitted to do work. Ube'elu Asurin Basis Molacha, however, the second group is already forbidden to do work, as we had explained in our previous Mishnah. But halachav dalid zevazeshav, but what it sounds like is that however regarding the 24 brachas, that for that they are the same, and that it's just like the second group have the 24 brachas, that the first group also has, because it says that the only difference is regarding malacha, but regarding the brachas, it sounds like they have the same. Now Rashi explains that the Gemara assumes right now that the intermediate group of fasts also have the 24 brachas, where they're saying that there's no difference between that and the first group. And the reason why the Gemara assumes that is because since the Gemara had answered, oh, we're talking about the first set of fasts that don't have the 24 brachas, but that inference of the Gemara's teretz had sounded like, oh, but that the middle group does have. And therefore they're asking, wait a second. But we see that there's no difference between the second and the first besides for the Isra Malacha. But the truth is, as Rashi explains, the Gemara will conclude that it's only the last set of groups of fast, the last seven that they have the Issa Malacha, but actually even the second group do not have the Issa Malacha. The Gemara is assuming right now that they do have the Issa Malacha, and therefore we see that there is no difference between it and the first group, and therefore there should be the Issa Malacha, that there should be the Chav Dalet Brachas, and therefore again we're back to the question on Rav Sheshis and Rabbi Yitzchak, it would sound like that the regarding the Yachid, that he does make his own bracha, because when he accepts at least a Tainis Tzibur, because it cannot be Toma the Shatz, because the Shatz never makes 19 brachas, he always makes 24. And that the Gemara answers that no. Tana, the Tana learned things that are between the second group and the first group, but Vashire. But however, he left other things. In other words, when it says Ein Bein, it's Lavdavk, it's not specific. As the Gemara will later on illustrate, that the term Ein Bein is not a definitive term. Although it's saying that there's no difference, there are differences, and that it left over other things that would be a difference. And one of them is this 24 tefillahs. So though that you do say 24 by the second group, you don't say it by the first group. And therefore the Shatz is the one that says 19, and the Yachid says 18. And therefore you could resolve Rav Sheshis' opinion that the Yachid will go ahead and say, it will not be able to say his own. It's only the Shatz that says his own, which is the 19th, which is by the first set, because then you don't say 24 yet. But on that the Gemara asks, my shayr the high shayr, which is a question the Gemara asks throughout Shas whenever it says Tana b'shayr. Wait, what exactly, what else did he leave over the Tana that you're saying that there are other things he left over? And as Rashi explains, because it's not normative for the Tana to give a categorical explanation for something and then leave over one thing. He would then already include it. It's only if he's leaving over a bunch of things that he leave over. He's not going to say everything that is the difference. So what else was left over to say that also the Chav Dalet Brachas were left over, that that is a difference between the first set of the fast and the second fast? Pursue, moreover, again, the Gemara asks, but vo'ein bein ketani. But look at the terminology. It says there is no difference. And so how can you say there was something left out of that? And therefore, it would seem to be that there is no other difference besides the prohibition of work. And that is, so just like the second group does have the chavtal bracha, so do the first fast have chavtal brachas. And therefore, the teretz we gave in the Gemara for Rav Sheshet is untenable because it's never going to be, the Shlich Tzib is going to be making 19 brachas. So now the Gemara says, no, it's not a question. Ella, rather, truth is that the first fast do not have the 24 brachas. But the question is, but then why doesn't it say it in the Ein Bein? Is because Tana be Isuri Kamari. The Tana was only talking about things that are prohibitions. But Tfilas Leimari wasn't talking about Tfilas. And therefore, you're right, the Ein Bein was conclusive and definitive. But although there's other differences, that was regarding Tfila. And we're not talking about that, we're only talking about regarding prohibitions. That's one teretz in the Gemara to resolve the opinion of Rav Sheshet and Rav Yitzchak. V'bayisim, or if you want, you can give another teretz. And that is, as Rashi had already alluded to this, b'mtziyasa nami lo ma'aseh chavdal, actually, in truth, the second group of fasts also don't have the 24 tefillahs. It's only by the last ones, as it says clearly there. And therefore, that is ein bein. There's no difference between the second and the first one regarding the 24 brachas, because they both don't have it. And if they don't have it, then we could answer for them that the tzibur means to say the actual shatz, who says 19 brachas and not the yachid, because the yachid will never make his own bracha. On that, the Gemara asks, well, is that really true? That you tell me that the second group of fasts do not have the 24 brachas? But V'tanya lo in the Braisa that says, Ein bein gimel shnias l'sheva achreinis, there is no difference between the second group of the three fasts to the last group of fasts, which are the seven fasts. There's no difference between them. Ela sheva elu, the only difference is that the last fasts are masriyin v'nol nasachanuyas, that we scream out and that we close the stores, as we learned also in our Mishnah. Now, but the inference is halachal devrayim, but for all their other halachas, specifically for the 24 brachas, zebezeh shavin, sounds like they're both the same, which means to say that just like we know by the last fast that we do say 24 brachas, sounds like that the middle group, they also say 24 brachas. And if you're saying 24 brachas, then you can't give your answer by saying that, oh, you're right, there's no bane between the first and the second, because they both don't have, when we see clearly that the second one does have, because there's no difference between it and the third one regarding the 24 brachas. Now, the one who's asking says, if you're going to say, like you said before, that, oh, you're right, they learned differences between the two, but they left over, there's really other differences. And another one would be the one of the 24 brachas, that by the second one you don't say. But it says a conclusive term of there is no other difference. Now, on that, the Gemara responds, as we had alluded to this before, which is the Gemara's assumption that Ein Bein is definitive. V'tizber Ein Bein Dafka, so the Gemara responds to that. What do you think the term that there's no difference between these two besides this, that's conclusive? But the Gemara continues at the top of Yodah, Dalam and Alf. But for Shari Tev, we know for sure that there was something left over, which is the halacha that regarding the last fast, this halacha that's brought down in Daf Tezvav Med Alf, that it says that they take the Teva out into the street, where the Gemara there clearly asks that it's only by the last fast and not by the middle fast. So therefore we see that there are differences that are not being mentioned. Now, from that, the Gemara responds, no. Even from Teva, if you're going to prove to me from the case of bringing the Teva, the Ark, out from the Shul into the street, that we see that there are differences, that you want to say that Tana B'Shayer, Lav Shiyuru, that's not considered something that was left out. Because Mili did Sina Ketani, we were only referencing the difference between the second fast and the third fast regarding things that are done in private, which the screaming out is done in Shul, and the 24 brachas are also in Shul. So therefore, that's something I'm telling you that says Ein Bein. We weren't talking about things that are done out in the public. And taking the teva out to the street is done out in public. Therefore, that's not something that you could bring me right to show that things are left out, because that we weren't talking about. And therefore, that is the question that the Gemara is asking, that how can you say, in way of answering Rav Sheshet, that even the second fast doesn't have the chavdal brachas, and therefore there's no difference between that and the first one regarding the chavdal brachas. And that's why it could be that the 19th bracha that was added on is only for the shatz, but the yachid never says it. But how can you say that when there's no difference between the second and the third? And if you want to say that there are differences, for example, of teva, that's not a difference, because that's done b'fahese. We were talking about things of betzina. And Amr Vashi, Vashi also says, actually, actually, precise reading from a Mishnah is also seems to infer that the 24 brachas, actually the second group of fasts, and the third one do have the same, that you do say the 24 brachas by the second group. Tani, as we learned in our Mishnah, says, Ma elu yiseris al rishonis. What does the later fast have over the earlier ones? The only difference is, Ela shebe elu masriin v'noyel nesachanoyis. It's just that the later fast, we scream out and we close the stores. It sounds like for everything else, they are the same. Now, again, if you're going to say same thing in our Mishnah, that yes, it said differences, but a leftover differences, and maybe there is another difference of the 24 brachas between the second and the third groups, but Vahoma Eliktana, again, it says, but what is the difference between them? Sounds like that it's Dafka is precise, that there is no other differences. Now, Batizbra, the Gemara responds to this, as it had done regarding the Brisa. Do you think Ma Elu Dafku? Do you think that it means exact? But Vashayla Teva. But it left out the case of the Teva, which the ark is only taken out by the last group of Hes, not by the second. So how can you prove from there that it's saying that Ma Elu, that as if there's no other differences, and that the same thing they share regarding Chavdal Brachas? Tosh Gemara answered, like I gave regarding the Brisa, Imishim Teva, if it's regarding the Teva, Lav Shiruhu. That's not considered something that was left out. Now here it gives a different reference, because since here we're talking about Mishnayis, which come with Prakim, is that it's mentioned in the other Perek, and that is someone that's learning this Mishnah will learn that Mishnah too in that Perek. And therefore, the fact that it wasn't being said in this Mishnah is because we relied on that Mishnah over there, where it's going to be saying in the later Mishnah that they do take out the table, which is a difference, and if we didn't have to say it over here in the differences between the later one and the earlier one. And therefore, it is a question that we see Ein Bein, there is no difference that's not mentioned, but the case of where they masrin and they close the stores. And therefore, it sounds like for the 24 brachas, they do share in common, and therefore that refutes this Ibai saying of the Gemara to answer that, yes, there's no difference between the second one and the first one. We're going to chavdal brachas because you can't say that because we see there's no difference between the second one and the third one either, which says that the second one does have the chavdal brachas. And now, however, the Gemara says, but hashdas lahachi, now that you came to this point that you said, the reason why we can't use this to refute your question on this teretz by saying that, oh, what do you mean, a left out teva, and therefore maybe left out that there's another difference between the second and the third one regarding chavdal brachas that you do not say it by the second one. You said that, no, that the case of Teva is not left out because it's going to mention a later Perek, and therefore it's not considered that it's being left out. Oh, but then the Gemara says, but that itself helps us now to resolve your question on our answer. Because we could say, Asrim va'arba nami, regarding the 24 brachas, that you want to say they're the same, we actually could say that they're not the same. And that is because, lav shiyuruhu, because it wasn't being left out, like we learned in that later parak, where that halacha is also mentioned later on, where that's halacha that refers to just the last set of fasts, but the middle fast would not have it. And therefore that goes back and we could resolve the question and the original opinion that we had said, which we had said that actually we do not say the 24 brachas by the first set of fasts. And the reason is because although it says Ein Bein between that and the middle set of fasts, the middle set of fasts also doesn't have it. Now, although we said Ein Bein between the middle and the last one, And we said that Ein Bein, that there's no other differences that wasn't mentioned and didn't say there's a difference between 24 brachas, that's not a difficulty because that was mentioned later on in the later parak that it's going to be this 24 brachas by the other one, which is the same thing like we said by the Teva, where we don't have to mention that is another difference because it's, I'm going to say it later, that's only by the later ones and not by the intermediate fast, and therefore actually the middle fast also are not going to have the 24 brachas, and therefore we have resolved the opinion of Rav Shisha and Rav Yitzchak that actually the Yachid never goes ahead and makes his own bracha. It's always going to be in Shemaya Tfilim, and when we said that the shatz is that the tzibur is going to have the 19 brachas in contrast to 18, that's about the shatz, which is talking about by the first fast, who do not have the 24 brachas. But now, however, the Gemara concludes my Havala. What's the conclusion? We had this Machlekes, and we had a whole question on the opinion of Rav Yitzchak and Rav Sheshes regarding how it seemed to be clear that the Yachid does say his own bracha, and that you say the Aneinu between Gal Yisrael and Rafeinu. Now, however, we have answered those questions. What's the conclusion? Where does the Yachid say it? So I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Sastroi, Bechin Rav Chia Bar Ashim Rav. He says, bingo elereife. He says as that according to the opinion that we had assumed that seemed to be clear, between Gal Yisrael and Rafeinu, you make your own bracha. Baravashi, Amar, Mishmeid, Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Rishmo, Bishmeid, Tefillah. Like the opinions we have just resolved with Sheish and Rabbi Yitzchak, that you never make your own bracha. Even when the Yachid is Makabla Tainas Tibru, you always say it in Shmeid, Tefillah. But the Gemara concludes, Vehilchasa, Bishmeid, Tefillah. Halacha is that the Yachid never says his own bracha, even by a Tainas Tibru. He only doesn't say between Gol Yisrael and Rafa'enu. He says it by Shmeid, Tefillah. It's only the Shas, the Shlich Tibru, that he goes ahead and he says an extra bracha because he's Chashav, he's representing the whole Tzibur, and he says it between Gol Yisrael and Rafa'enu.